everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, June 13th, 2013. We are live each weekday from noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. I was up late last night watching that 3-overtime Chicago Blackhawk victory, the 5th longest Stanley Cup game ever. It was one of those things you just thought it would never end. But I am so glad when it did end. Being a Chicago native, I was so happy the Blackhawks pulled it off over the Boston Bruins. We are live each weekday here on the Buckmaster Show, and we podcast, make it easy for you. If you didn't hear a portion of the show, or if you'd like to listen to the entire show, it is at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com for our live streaming, and the podcast at buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com also have our program. We also have homepage links at the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun and blog for arizona.com. Today's show, we'll get an update on what is turning out to be a pretty hot Tucson real estate market, and I'm not just talking about June hot weather. The market is looking a lot better. Then 20 minutes or so past the hour, award-winning journalist and documentary maker Dan Buckley will be with me in studio talking about his latest film project on Tucson's mariachis. Then we'll talk with former state lawmaker and founder of the Grand Canyon Institute, a think tank up in Phoenix. George Cunningham will be with us, and he'll have some comments about the Medicaid expansion, which looks like it has now passed both the House and Senate and will be sent to the governor's desk with the budget for her signature this afternoon. Then we'll close out the show with our nutrition reporter, Jack Chalm. So as usual, we have a very full agenda on the Buckmaster Show. You can join us at any time, 790-2040 on our live line. We also have an active Facebook presence, and that is very easy to get us on Facebook. Just my name, Bill Buckmaster. Let's join now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Tucson realtor and the longtime host of a very popular radio show, Raj Kohli, who did the Tucson Homes and More radio show for many years. Raj, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, you must be happy about the Tucson housing sales hitting a 7-year high in May.
Absolutely. I mean, how can you not be happy? You know, we're getting back to closer to how things used to be, although we're still way below the highs that were reached back in 2007. So from that standpoint, actually, I was just looking at the sales for average sales price in June of 2007 was $293,000, and today it's $190,000. So there's still a big difference. But the important thing is that the low point was reached in 2011 in September at $150,699. So you look at the difference, that's a $40,000 increase in about 18 months.
And about, 1,437 units were sold last month, according to the Tucson Association of Realtors. The average sale price in May remains flat at about $190,000. Compared to $192,000 in April. So what's going on? Are people just, are they bargain hunting here? Or how would you characterize this market?
It's a hot market. I mean, it's a hot market in the lower end of the market. And even by lower end, I mean, say, anything under $150,000, you have multiple offers for the most part. And then when you get from $150,000 to, say, $350,000, there's action, lots of action now, lots of people are buying, but in the upper end is where things are still slow, but they're picking up. We didn't used to have $1 million-plus home sales for a month. Now we have several every month. So sales have picked up, but in the upper end is slow, lower end is super hot, and in the middle, it's picking up quite a bit, actually.
What are the hot areas, particularly hot areas?
Particularly hot areas, Southside 06 zip code and 56 zip code and even 46 zip code. These lower areas are the 3.7 and 3.9, that is Saddlebrook and Sun City. And then, of course, some in the foothills is slow because that's where a lot of the higher-end homes are. But if you look on the south side, anything below 22nd Street or even below, say, Broadway, you're looking at a hot part of the market.
And how are we doing with the foreclosure market? Has that number been decreasing?
Absolutely. It has been decreasing, and it has been decreasing substantially. And, you know, one of the things that people get confused about, and sometimes, you know, when they hear the national news saying, oh, well, you know, the banks have now started foreclosing because, you know, they had to put a hold on it, so the foreclosures will increase. That's not true, because that is only true in what we call the judicial states. Arizona is a non-judicial state. So, in other words, we don't have to go through a court to foreclose on a property. So our foreclosures never stopped. So we never had that issue. So if we are decreasing in foreclosures, that means our market is increasing. In fact, if you know, Phoenix had the highest increase in prices nationally. The prices went up by 22.5% last year. And San Francisco was second with 22.2% increase, and Las Vegas 20.6%. So if you look at the market, we are always behind Phoenix by maybe 5 to 10 points. However, Tucson market was up substantially as well, as you know, because we went up about 15 to 17% as well on average.
What's your advice, Raj, to people who have been on the sidelines waiting now for several years to put the home on the market?
Well, this is the time to do it because, in fact, I was just reading a report. It says right here that 5 out of 8 people who are going to buy a house have to sell one first. And now, the recent survey that came out yesterday, it says 40% now saying it's a good time to sell a home. And that's a huge jump over last month and last year. So when you look at that, if you're ready to make a move, this is the time to make a move. You know, on the one side, you may not get as much as you could have gotten in 2006, 2007. On the other hand, you still have some, you know, chance to actually get a nice home that you like for a decent price because they're not up that much. And by the way, for every, you know, increase of 0.5% in interest rate, if the average price nationally is $245,000, which it is, you pay $100 a month extra. So people who are sitting on the sideline, they need to actually get off the sideline, make a decision, and either to buy or sell. This is a good time because if you wait, and by the way, another report came out today saying that the interest rates are not going back down again. So we are at 4%. And we were down to just about 3.25% at an all-time low a year ago. Not even a year ago, actually. Less than a year ago.
Yeah, I think the Wall Street Journal is bearing out what you're saying, that we really have bottomed out now in the interest rate area, and it looks like now we are going north in that area, Raj.
Absolutely. And not only that, I mean, you look at the rate today. I just checked a few minutes ago, 30-year fixed. I can get 4.125%, and FHA VA at 3.625%. A jumbo loan today is 4%. Imagine when, you know, 5-7 years ago, when I was selling homes, people were begging me, "Oh, can you get me a 7% jumbo loan?" You know, now at 4%, it's going a begging. In fact, what's funny is 4% is less than the 4.125% that's there for a 30-year fixed. And jumbo loans, as people probably know, is $417,000 and above amount that people are borrowing. So it's an incredible opportunity still.
Raj Kohli is with us, Raj, Tucson Realtor. Raj, you've been in the business many years. How has your industry weathered when you look around and so many realtors really kind of hung it up, didn't they? They decided they would get out of the business.
We had over 8,000 realtors at one point. Now we're about 5,000.
Wow.
But they're coming back again because the market is improving. And, you know, the opportunities are there because if you look at even the new home builders, you know, we were at 1,400, I think, homes sold in 2011, and now we sold last year over 2,000 in the new homes. And I heard on your show yesterday, actually, Mayor Honey from Marana was saying they're giving out 75 permits a month.
Yeah.
For new homes. That's just Marana. Talk about Tucson and all the other towns around it. So we're looking at substantially, you know, several hundred a month, which means we could end up hitting 3,000. I mean, that's a big jump. And by the way, believe it or not, but builders have raised prices in the last year and a half about 5 or 6 times.
Wow.
People may not believe it, but that's a fact.
Well, Mayor Honey was saying, really, they've got like almost a mini building boom going on. Certainly, the most construction that's been going on there since the downturn happened. Raj, where can people find out more about you?
Well, they can call me at 891-9119, or they can email me raj@rajkohli.com, and I can guide them. They can even Google me at rajkohli.com and they'll get some information on me.
Okay, Raj Kohli, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, Tucson Realtor Raj Kohli talking about the real estate market, which is heating up, and that's very good news for the Tucson economy. Coming up now on 12:16 on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show, we are going to be talking about a new film, a documentary being produced about Tucson's very rich heritage in the mariachi music area. That's coming up next on the Buckmaster Show.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Road. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:20 on this Thursday afternoon. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We are here Monday through Friday during the noon hour, and we hope this will be a regular noon hour appointment for you. Well, over the past half century, its Mexican-American culture has transformed from something to be hidden to a focus of community pride. And the agent of change in this citywide transformation has been the music and dance of the mariachi and folklorico worlds. With me in studio, award-winning Tucson journalist and documentary filmmaker Daniel Buckley, who is preparing to tell the story of the mariachi through a new film. Dan, thanks for being with us. Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me on, Bill.
Dan Buckley was with the Tucson Citizen with it, right up to the end, right? Before it became TucsonCitizen.com, pretty much over two decades with the paper.
Yes, and I was there that last day, filmed the last press run, put the video online, turned out the lights, and walked away.
And then you walked into another world, which you've been very successful at doing the documentary. Your most recent project, which has been really highly acclaimed, was the looking at the history of the El Casino Ballroom.
Well, you know, the whole documentary series started with the Cine Plaza Theater, which was an old Spanish language theater downtown. We really didn't intend to do a documentary series. We just intended to show some Spanish films. And we started interviewing people for a narration that we were going to put together about that. And after about 5 to 10 people, we realized we had a little documentary here. And after another 5 to 10 people, we realized we had two others. And it just kind of snowballed. This latest mariachi film will be the sixth documentary in the Cine Plaza series. And El Casino was a story that is close to my heart. It's one of the first places I came to in Tucson a couple of days into my stay in 1971. And I was brought by friends to El Casino Ballroom and to the Del Rio over on Speedway down at I-10. And I remember going into El Casino, and there were close to 2,000 people on the dance floor.
Wow.
And I come from a town of 4,000, so half the population of my town was on the dance floor. And the music was extraordinary, and the more I heard about it, the more I realized it was a great story. And last year happened to be its 65th anniversary, and I thought that's the time to revisit that story, and I'm so glad I did.
Where can folks take a look at that particular film, Dan?
Well, actually, the Tucson Public Library has it, and if you would like copies of it, you can just go to danielbuckleyarts.com. And right there on the front page, I think the second paragraph tells you, you know, to click there and it'll take you to being able to purchase the film. You can also buy it at El Casino Ballroom.
Hmm. That's a great place to go and then purchase the film. I mean, the anniversary, as you say, 65 years.
65
it's really
years.
An institution. And, of course, mariachi music is your next project, and this is an area that probably is underserved when it comes to filmmaking and documentaries.
Well, you know, during my time with the Tucson Citizen, and actually before, I had covered mariachis from the time that I didn't know of Vihuela and a guitarrón from, you know, whatever. There was a point in my life when I was very interested in world music, and I thought I was going to go to Africa and document that music. And then there came a point when I realized it was all around me in the mariachi, in norteño music, and in huayla music. And so I made that a big part of my focus when I worked for the Tucson Citizen, along with the symphony and the opera and everything else. But the mariachis were transformative. And I didn't realize it going into it. But what I saw over my years there was kids getting better and better at younger and younger ages. And I sort of expected that might happen. But what I didn't expect was that lives were going to be changed by this experience. And today is an important day because today is the 49th birthday of Los Changuitos Feos, the first youth mariachi not only in Tucson but in America.
They're internationally renowned.
Yes, they are. And this group, Los Changuitos Feos, translates to the Ugly Little Monkeys. It was formed by a Catholic jazz priest, jazz pianist priest named Father Rourke. And with the help of Joel Valdez, who we all know here in Tucson, they hatched the idea that they would charge for these kids' performances and that they would invest the money and send every kid who went through the program through the four-year college program of their choice. So kids suddenly had an incentive to keep their grades up, to stay in school, and to become the first members of their family to go on to college.
It really has helped many, many kids in this community.
Well, in 1971, when I got here, there were far more Latinos watering the lawn and working in the cafeteria than there were in the classrooms with me. And now I can't walk down the U of A campus, which is close to my house, without running into young mariachis and folklorico kids that I've known since they were knee-high. It's really an amazing thing. And out of that have come doctors and lawyers and politicians and great mariachis. And we also had, you know, the big Tucson push. It pushed the other way too. You know, in some ways mariachis transformed Tucson. In many ways, Tucson transformed the mariachis. The Tucson Conference became the model for every mariachi conference in the world, not just in the United States. And Linda Ronstadt, when she did her Canciones de mi Padre and Más Canciones records, exploded the audience for that. And interestingly, yesterday I happened to be interviewing John Huerta. Mm-hmm. John is the gentleman who owned La Fuente, the restaurant, which was one of the first places that had mariachis. And as it turns out, and I remembered Linda telling me this, but I'd forgotten, John is the one who went and talked to Linda's father and said, wouldn't it be great if she recorded some mariachi music?
Wow.
And
so
sat down with –
he was instrumental and kind of the catalyst for that.
He facilitated the whole thing.
Wow.
He set it up with the Vargas, and he, you know, she told him exactly what she wanted, and he made it happen. And what a great thing to be able to tell that story.
Dan Buckley is with us, filmmaker, who is his latest project about Tucson mariachis. And how are you going to fund this project?
Well, actually, at the moment, I'm working on a Kickstarter campaign. What Kickstarter is crowdfunding. In other words, ordinary people like you and me kick in whatever we can, anywhere from a dollar on up. Average donation is about $25. They go up to, you know, several thousand sometimes that people kick in on these things. I'm trying to raise $15,000 at the moment, and I have until, I think it's 5 p.m. a week from Friday on the 21st. And we're moving along. I mean, it's always a struggle, but I am determined that we're going to get there. And this is just seed money for the project. Really, what it's doing is funding me over the summer so that I can talk to what I refer to as the tall trees of the community, the older members of the community who I really need to talk to. And classic example of this, 2 weeks ago, I had on my calendar for that Friday to call Leo and Emma Carrillo, mm-hmm. who were the parents of Randy and Steve Carrillo of the Mariachi Cobre, early members of the Changuitos Feos. As I say, I had that down for Friday morning to give them a call to set mm-hmm. something up for the next week. On Wednesday, Randy called me and told me his dad had died. And could I come by, please, and help them write his obituary?
Oh, boy.
And so we ended up shooting mariachis at his funeral instead of shooting him talking about it.
So the urgent need is there. Where can people donate money to the Kickstarter campaign?
Well, if they go to Kickstarter.com, they can do a search for Mariachis Transform Tucson. and that will take them to the project. You can also go to my Facebook page, Daniel Buckley here in Tucson, and you can contact me there. Daniel Buckley Arts has my phone number and my email address and things of that nature. Always willing to talk to anybody. And if you have ideas of people that I should talk to, please let me know.
Dan Buckley, thank you very much. Good luck with the project. We're happy we could spread the word here on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Top House Republican says those who want to harm the U.S. are already changing their behavior in the aftermath of leaks about classified U.S. surveillance programs. State police say at least one person is dead, at least 30 others injured in an explosion and fire today at a chemical plant in Louisiana, not far from Baton Rouge. For several decades, the government has awarded patents on naturally occurring human genes, but those patents have been rejected by the Supreme Court, which says those genes cannot be patented. The Turkish Prime Minister is reportedly going to meet with representatives of the protesters who have been occupying a park in Istanbul. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 159 points, the Nasdaq ahead 40, and the S&P 20 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Get back down to earth at the 2013 Silver City Clay Festival with workshops, tours, lectures, archaeological panel discussion, films, vendor fair, and three juried exhibitions with fun for the whole family. The festival kickoff event is a poker tournament fundraiser featuring genuine clay poker chips. Enjoy Clay Festival events July 27th to August 4th in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. More at clayfestival.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:34 on this Thursday afternoon. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line, George Cunningham. George is a former member of both the Arizona Senate and House of Representatives. He was Governor Rose Mofford's chief of staff and Governor Janet Napolitano's deputy chief of staff for finance and budget at the University of Arizona. He served as vice president for administrative services. Throughout his career, he has focused on fiscal policy, economic expansion, and investing in Arizona's future. He is the chair and founder of the nonprofit think tank, the Grand Canyon Institute. George, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Well, it's good to talk with you again. And I wondered what's your take on it. Looks like the governor will be getting the Medicaid expansion and a new budget with both the House and Senate passing it, moving it forward to the governor. Talk a little bit, George, about this Medicaid expansion and what it will mean financially for the state of Arizona.
Well, Bill, it's a great day for Arizona with the passage of the budget Medicaid expansion. The Grand Canyon Institute was sort of the first out of the blocks recommending full Medicaid expansion back in September of 2012. But what it results in is that 200,000 more Arizonans will now have health insurance, and the feds are going to pay for 90% of that, the federal government, roughly $9 for every $1 of state-generated resources. And the state share actually comes from an assessment that the hospitals will have, and this will attract, as I said, about $2 billion for the $240 that they'll raise from their assessment. It translates to nearly 20,000 jobs, and it will substantially reduce uncompensated care. It is a really good boost for the economy. It is, it in fact will be measurable. It will move the needle on unemployment, you know, a tenth of a percent or two-tenths of a percent or something of that nature. It is it's a great day for Arizona.
George Cunningham is with us. He is the founder and chair of the Grand Canyon Institute. Many of our conservative lawmakers, George, as you know, have been no fans of they've been really against this Medicaid expansion, to put it mildly. They say it will really wind up costing Arizona more money than a state-only Medicaid for childless adults. What did the Grand Canyon Institute research show about that?
Well, it showed that if we did not do the full Medicaid expansion, given that the federal government, as of January 1, will no longer continue to fund at the two-thirds level the existing childless adults program, this would result in costing the state about $1 billion, $1 billion that more than what we're currently spending. So not expending maintaining Medicaid, but maintaining a freeze on childless adults at the state expense will cost the state $1.1 billion more through fiscal year 2017 than expanding it. And since the hospital assessment covers the state costs when we do the expansion, and the general fund pays, you know, 100% for the childless adults at the event that we don't have Medicaid expansion, there is a tremendous dollar savings here, and I guess they're just their arguments just don't hold when you look at the absolute reality of what we're talking about.
You know, you've been around state government for many years, George Cunningham. Have you ever seen, or did you ever think you would see the day where a Republican governor, Governor Brewer, would go to bat on this really this Medicaid expansion since the beginning of the session, since her State of the State address? What were some of your thoughts going through your mind when you saw this?
Well, I'd have to say that, you know, over the years of her service as governor, I haven't always agreed with some of her policies, but she's shown, and she has shown by this move, that she's pretty gutsy. And I think that it emanates from her frustration with the lack of movement when she knew that there was a majority of each of the House and the Senate that would support her Medicaid expansion. But she's a strong-willed person, And in that position, governor, you've got to be strong-willed. You've got to establish what your priorities are, and then you have to be unswerving in your dedication to try to preserve those, or you will end up not getting a piece of the program that you want to have. You'll look weak in terms of your leadership, and then you'll get even less than what you want to accomplish as governor. We need to remember that the governor of the state of Arizona is elected statewide, so she's got to represent, you know, the views of the citizens statewide, and surveys indicated that they overwhelmingly, 60% of the folks wanted the Medicaid expansion. Legislators are elected from individual districts, and in the case of many of the legislators that are opposed to this measure, they are elected in districts with a large majority of the voters being Republicans, and the primary basically decides the election, and Tea Party voters have a very strong influence in the outcomes of those primaries. And Tea Party folks and many of the Republican conservatives are ideologically opposed to health care provided to anyone by the government. They're opposed to Medicare, they're opposed to Medicaid, and so forth. So it came down to them basically saying, I've got to follow what my constituents that vote in the primary want, and this is what they want, and I think that's what was reflected in a lot of the opposition.
So you think they were really worried about their next primary, which will be coming up next year, George Cunningham?
I'm sure that's the case, as well as being, you know, ideologically consistent with what the voters in the primary want.
So bottom line, you see this expansion as being an economic driver that could really help Arizona right now as we transition out of a very down economy into hopefully once again a robust economy.
I wouldn't want to overstate it as a panacea for the economy. Our economy is coming back slowly as it is, but this will be a little added boost. 20,000 additional employed positions on a base of over a couple of million is not a major boost, but it represents 1.5%. Of the total economy, an addition of that, and I think that'll show up and be reflected, as I say, in some of the statewide employment data that we'll be looking at in the future.
To give us in a nutshell, the Grand Canyon Institute. Why did you decide to create this particular entity?
Well, we found that there was a void in bringing forth to the public information and public policy positions that took a centrist role. What the major objective is of the Grand Canyon Institute is to elevate the economic implications of any public policy decision or initiative above other considerations. Economics is more important to us than perhaps the environmental aspects. We're not saying there aren't environmental implications to public policy. We're just saying that's not what we're going to emphasize. We're going to focus on the economic side. We aren't saying there aren't humanitarian aspects, but we're going to focus on the economic side. And so as a result of doing that, we have made every conceivable effort to produce reports that show how Arizona can strengthen its position in the future through good, solid policy decisions that support economic advancement.
You really have an impressive board. People like Republican Pete Hershberger is on your board. Jack August, Dr. August is on the board. It's a bipartisan group, isn't it?
We have more Republicans on the board at the moment than Democrats and Independents. But our intent was all along to ensure that the Grand Canyon Institute was able to produce reports that would drive a centrist view, a moderate view, a pragmatic view being one in which if something works, then we ought to try to do it.
And you meet regularly, or how do you draft?
Board. We're a nonprofit private corporation. Mm-hmm. We're a 501c3 status. So, you know, we meet quarterly to review what our priorities are going to be, and in terms of research projects and to try to identify new projects that we'll proceed with.
Well, you've been a great resource for us. We've interviewed Dr. Dave Wells. I know he was on the show talking about water. I mean, you look at all the major issues, don't you, facing the state?
We do. We do. Although, you know, it has to have an economic aspect to it. So many of the social issues we probably won't be addressing.
Okay, George Cunningham, always good to talk with you. Thank you for visiting with us.
Nice to talk to you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. George Cunningham with us, founder of the Grand Canyon Institute. Mr. Cunningham, very happy with the news about the Medicaid expansion and the new budget, saying it will be make an impact on the Arizona economy. Jack Chalom is with us next. He is our nutrition contributor, 790-2040. 790-2040, if you have any nutrition questions for Jack, perhaps you have a supplement in mind and you have some questions about it, Jack would be happy to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Road. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 10 minutes now toward 1 o'clock. We are here every weekday, 12:04 to 1. Make it a noon hour part of your schedule. We hope so anyway. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. And coming up on July 27th to August the 4th, if you're into pottery, check out the Clay Festival. That's going to be going on in Silver City. Lots of really nice places to stay, including Cottage of Whispering Canyon, Bear Mountain Lodge, and Continental Divide RV Park. You can find out more about Silver City and all of the great attractions in the area at southwestnewmexico.org. One of my favorite parts of the United States, very pretty place, the Gila Wilderness, the Gila River. It's just a really beautiful place, especially in the summer. Let's talk nutrition now with Jack Chalam. Jack is a personal nutrition coach based in Tucson. He's one of America's trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition. He's a best-selling author of more than 20 books, including his latest book, titled No More Fatigue. We're honored that Jack is one of 24 regular contributors to the Buckmaster Show. Jack joins us now on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you today?
Doing very well, and I thank you for asking. Omega-3s improve memory in both young and old brains. That's the lead story in this month's issue of the Nutrition Reporter newsletter. We've talked a lot about omega-3s and lots of positive benefits.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of background research on how the omega-3s, which we often call fish oils, are very good for mood. You know, they're really kind of a natural mood enhancer. But the first study here looked at how supplements of DHA, which is one of the two key omega-3s, affected reaction times and memory. And supplements, and we're talking about 1,100 milligrams, which might be one or two capsules. They actually improve people's reaction times and their memory. And in another study, researchers looked at total omega-3 levels in the blood of healthy subjects and people with what's called mild cognitive impairment, which is often a prelude to Alzheimer's disease. Again, this reflected the research that has already been done. Healthier people had higher levels of the omega-3s. People with mild cognitive impairment had lower levels. So really the take-home message here is, you know, eat fish or take omega-3 supplements. If you want to basically keep your marbles as you get older.
Or do both. You could still take your omega-3 supplements and eat fish as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the taste of a piece of salmon is always great.
It certainly is. We live in an area where we have a lot of sunshine. In fact, I think Tucson gets probably more days of sunny days than just about any other major city in the United States. And believe it or not, many of us who live here in southern Arizona have a deficiency in vitamin D because we don't really get that much sun.
Yeah, you know, we seem to go from air-conditioned capsule to air-conditioned capsule. And so the prevalence of vitamin D deficiency is just as bad in southern Arizona as it is in New England, where they get a lot less sun, or in the Pacific Northwest. You're leading up to an interesting study, and people who have been diagnosed with skin cancer, again, this is a sun exposure issue, and it can be a very serious issue. There's an upside, though. People who have skin cancer have a much lower risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, and this may be related to making your own vitamin D from being out in the sun.
Wow. Had not heard that. We are going to go to the Buckmaster Show live line and join Jack Chalamon. The live line is Bob, who has a question about fish oils. Go ahead, Bob. You're with Jack.
Hi. If you wanted to take two of those, should you take one morning, one night, and is flaxseed a good alternative also?
Okay.
Take the capsules morning and evening with a meal, because they're fatty and they're best absorbed with fat. Flaxseed oil is not as good, and the reason is you absorb about I think the rate is about 2% of the flaxseed actually gets converted to the bioactive form of the omega-3s. Now, if you're a vegetarian, there is algae source DHA, which is what this particular study focused on.
Jack Chalam with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any questions about nutrition or supplements, omega-3s or whatever, Jack would be happy to entertain your question. One of the issues that as we age, something we have to really watch out for is age-related macular degeneration, known as AMD. And there are some supplements that have benefits, Jack, I understand, in reducing the risk of this really horrible eye disease.
Yeah, and this is the most common cause of blindness among seniors. One of the studies basically, and you can buy these combinations over-the-counter at any health food store and probably drugstore, lutein, zeaxanthin, DHA, EPA, they increase what's called the macular pigment, which is this little yellowish spot in the center of the eye's retina. And this tiny little spot does a huge job. It filters out the dangerous blue and ultraviolet forms of light and keeps them from damaging the retina.
So that is a very important thing, that especially as you age, to have that particular supplement. You had something interesting that seems actually quite obvious in your newsletter. Don't buy groceries. Don't go to the grocery store when you're really hungry.
Yeah, we all know this. We've all been told this, but someone finally did a study and was actually two different setups. One was with an online grocery store, and then the other was actually in a grocery store. And when people were shopping when they were hungry, they basically bought more junk food and less healthy food. So really, you know, just eat before you go grocery shopping, or all those, sweet things that are going to pack on the weight around your belly and increase your risk of diabetes and heart disease. Stay away from all that.
We have time for probably one more item out of the nutrition letter, and that is the supplement vitamin like CQ10. What is it, and what is it good for?
It's good for the heart. This latest study showed that it is very helpful in people with fibromyalgia. And, you know, fibromyalgia is a pain, fatigue-related condition. It seems to affect half the middle-aged women I know to one extent or another. The study used 300 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 daily. It's a vitamin-like nutrient. You can buy it at any health food store.
And a lot of the medical community still has trouble grasping if it's for real. Is that correct, Jack?
Yeah, you know, I've talked to cardiologists over the years who have never even heard of it. And I think they should be ashamed of themselves, because this was the basis of the 1978 Nobel Prize
wow.
in chemistry.
All right. Jack Chalom, thank you very much. And where can people get a hold of the newsletter?
I've got a year's worth of issues up on the website, nutritionreporter.com.
Thanks, Jack. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Bill.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show, actually the whole show, is always sponsored by Culligan Water. Bottled water on the Culligan, on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. Culligan Water, pure and simple. It just simply tastes better. Our thanks to Culligan for supplying our bottled water. John C. Scott this afternoon, 3 to 5. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow, 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe. Our Friday Focus interview tomorrow, Congressman Ron Barber. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.